Hello and welcome to Finn Sportsman. I'm your host, Tyler Finberg, and today we are continuing our three-part series. It is my mock draft 1.0. The first round came out yesterday. If you have not checked that out, make sure to go check that out because this is going to be round two of three of this series, my mock draft 1.0, revealing it. I also have an article that is coming out if you'd prefer to read it or just follow along by the article. You can do so by going to finsportspin.com and checking that out. It will be posted later today as I'm filling out the third round, making sure every pick is good, and then doing the third round either tomorrow or Tuesday. So make sure to check that out as we have the podcast coming out in the next couple of days. And we're just going to get right into it as we are at pick number 33, starting with the Jacksonville Jaguars. By the way, some of the top players still available: Elijah Vera Tucker, who fell out of the first round, Trevin Jenkins, who's another one. Travis Etienne is going to be early here, and Joseph Osai, still some of the big names, and Jalen Mayfield, all offensive tackles besides Joseph Osai, who's a linebacker, and Travis Etienne, who's a running back, all top prospects that are still available here in the second round. So at number 33, the Jacksonville Jaguars take Elijah Vera Tucker, the offensive lineman out of USC. This guy is a great player, plays anywhere besides center on the offensive line. When I had him falling, I knew Jacksonville had to take him right away, especially since they took Trevor Lawrence number one. They didn't take offensive tackle as their second first-round pick. Elijah Vera Tucker goes here to Jacksonville to protect Trevor and is going to be a very powerful pass blocker. That's mainly what he's great at. He can also be a pass blocker, a run blocker, but mostly pass. He gives the QB some time, and this is going to be a huge add to this team if they even do draft him in the NFL draft. I would expect him to be taken in the first round, but my offensive linemen have been falling here in this draft, so we'll see where the others get placed. Now we're going on to pick number 34 of the New York Jets. The New York Jets take Travis Etienne, running back out of Clemson. In the first round, they took Zach Wilson, number two overall, and then Jason Away as their second pick in the first round. They take their running back and Travis Etienne, dual threat running back. I feel like he could really explode in the NFL one day because obviously it is dual threat running backs now, or a power back, and really having Travis Etienne here is going to be a huge help, especially to a passing game that isn't very solid. It's with Jamison Crowder, Rashad Perryman, Denzel Mims. They don't really have a ton of receivers to go to, and Travis Etienne just gives you another dual threat player. Also is now the official rushing yards leader in the ACC, so that's another huge thing that Travis Etienne has accomplished in his years at Clemson. At number 35, we got the Atlanta Falcons taking Tyson Campbell, the cornerback out of Georgia. Some people may tell me this is too early, but I think this is actually a good fit for the Falcons. Tyson Campbell is a really good he's a really good corner. He always figures out where the play is going, finds where the quarterback is throwing to, and just like every cornerback is good man-to-man, I like this pick for Atlanta, who they don't really have a strong cornerback core. Their star corner right now is AJ Terrell. Tyson Campbell adds on to that. This is going to be one of those picks that you take as a little bit of a reach, and you develop, and then they're going to become a solid player on your team. So Atlanta takes Tyson Campbell as a third pick into the second round. At number 36, the Dolphins, via the Houston Texans of the Laramie Tunsil and Kenny Stills trade, select Trevin Jenkins, offensive tackle out of Oklahoma State. Trevin Jenkins, another powerful run blocker, pass blocker. He can do whatever you want. This guy, I can see falling. Going into the first, I have my offensive tackles, like I said, falling, which are probably going to be back in the first round in my next mock draft as I watch more tape of them. But right now I got Trevin Jenkins going to Miami to fix that O-line that is really, it's starting to come along, but they need another player on that O-line. That's why if someone falls like Trevin Jenkins or Jalen Mayfield, who both fall, got to take them right away. So Trevin Jenkins goes at number 36, fourth pick of the first round. At number 37, the Philadelphia Eagles select Dylan Moses, linebacker out of Philadelphia. This is the most needed position in Philadelphia on the defense, at least corner, you could say, or safety. But this is a good pick here. Dylan Moses led his team to a title this season. He had 76 tackles and one sack. You wouldn't really expect a linebacker to have that many sacks. He's more of a cover linebacker instead of a rushing linebacker or power rusher for Dylan Moses. So he gets out into space. He's the one tackling the receiver if they are within 10 yards or in that first down mark. So Dylan Moses, who helped his defense go to a title this season, is now at number 37 to the Philadelphia Eagles. Our next pick is the Cincinnati Bengals selecting Wyatt Davis, their second offensive lineman going here in the draft. Like I mentioned in the other episode, the first one of this part of this three-part series, they were dead last in offensive line, so might as well go with the second offensive lineman. Wyatt Davis, he really showed how big he is, especially or how huge he is to this to the Ohio State Buckeyes, because even though this team was amazing, this O-line was amazing, this team was a whole lot different with Wyatt Davis on it. When he was out the 1 week, I believe it was due to COVID. I'm not positive about that. It was either a COVID or injury, and Wyatt Davis, he wasn't there and showed that. Justin Fields was getting attacked a ton by the D-line, and with Wyatt Davis there, he made a huge difference. So he definitely earned a spot here in the top 40 here. So I got Wyatt Davis at number 38. At number 39, the Carolina Panthers select Rondale Moore, a wide receiver. This guy, a lot of people have him down, further down, in the second round. Maybe some even include him in the first round. And a lot of it's due to his size. A lot of people are counting him out due to how small he is, which you shouldn't be counting him out because of his size. I honestly think Carolina is the perfect fit for him. Let me tell you why. It's because there's one player that's going to be gone this season, most likely going to be gone from Carolina, that Rondale Moore reminds me of. It's Curtis Samuel. Both players are amazing, fast, both can catch the ball, both are almost like running backs. And I think Rondale Moore is a perfect fit for Carolina. This is like having Curtis Samuel and DJ Moore all over again, even though you're not having Curtis Samuel, having Rondale Moore. I honestly think it's a perfect fit for both teams. Rondale Moore, a great player at his time in college. So I got Rondale Moore here going to Carolina at the 39th pick in the draft. At number 40, the Denver Broncos take Jay Tufele out of USC. Just like all these other linebackers or defensive tackles, they all are power rushers, all get to the quarterback, all are very tough, big run stuffers, amazing players. Jay Tufele, in 2019, since he opted out last year, had 4.5 sacks on the year, 22 solo tackles when he played the second season of his two-year career at USC. He had 4.5 sacks. Year before, 3 sacks in his freshman year. I am guessing that is his freshman year. He had 3 sacks in his freshman year. 14 or 23 total tackles this year, or in 2019, had one pass deflected, 4.5 sacks. He's a crazy good player, can play nose tackle, can play anywhere besides edge on your D-line. Denver, who cut Jarrell Casey, this is going to be a great pick. I expect Davion Nixon probably will fall to here, especially with the D-tackles not really getting that much love, but Jay Tufele, I have him going here at number 40. At number 41, Detroit Lions select Terrence Marshall Jr. My only reasoning for this is because Kenny Golladay and Marvin Jones are leaving. Or that's not my only reason, but to pick a wide receiver, that is my only reasoning. No more Marvin Jones, no more Kenny Golladay, most likely, unless they franchise tag him. They signed Terrell Williams, the former wide receiver from Oakland or Las Vegas. He got injured when he was in Las Vegas, so I guess Oakland is technically where he is. But right now, they select Terrence Marshall. He wasn't a huge, I wouldn't say a huge primetime player, which isn't really what they need, a primetime player who can play in that final minute two and not mess up. And Marshall really hasn't been a huge primetime player, but he is really good at yards after a catch. Whenever I watch him, he gets the ball and then he's going straight up the field. He's not getting tackled right away. He's fighting for those yards. So that is something good about Terrence Marshall, the wide receiver out of LSU, who replaced Jamar Chase this season, had 731 yards receiving, 10 touchdowns, and 48 receptions on the game. Our next pick is the New York Giants at number 42. The Giants here take Joseph Osai, linebacker out of Texas. This one is crazy that I had him falling all the way here. He is an outstanding player, made a humongous play at Texas this season. It was when Oklahoma State was ranked in the top 15, and Texas wasn't even ranked. Joseph Osai, the quarterback for Oklahoma State, drops back. Joseph Osai coming around the corner, opposite side of the quarterback who's running away. Awful play by the quarterback, just running diagonally when you should be running forward and trying to make a play. But Joseph Osai uses his speed, athleticism, and tackles Spencer Sanders for the winning sack in overtime for the Longhorns to get their first top 15 victory of the season, I believe it was. So Joseph Osai, this guy's crazy. For my next mock draft, expect him to move up. This is just my first mock draft, not my last. So expect him to move up in the near future. At number 43, the San Francisco 49ers select Asante Samuel Jr., cornerback out of Florida State. We still have Eric Stokes on the board, but I think Asante Samuel is a good fit here in the 49ers franchise. The Niners, Richard Sherman, is most likely to hit free agency. But the 49ers take Asante Samuel Jr., quarterback out of FSU. And number 44, the Dallas Cowboys select Jalen Mayfield, offensive tackle out of Michigan. Jalen Mayfield, great pass blocker, great run blocker, always the lead blocker. He always gives time to the quarterback. That's something when watching Michigan's O-line, you can see he always gives time to the quarterback. Always the lead blocker, like I said. And Dallas Cowboys add a huge part to this team, especially this draft so far for Dallas has gone well with Patrick Surtain in the first round. And then Jalen Mayfield, surprisingly, falls to 44. At 45, the Jacksonville Jaguars select Pat Freiermuth, tight end out of Penn State. Jacksonville here needs a tight end. Tyler Eifert not coming back at all. So that just leaves you to Pat Freiermuth or Brevin Jordan, especially with Kyle Pitts already off the board. I see Pat Freiermuth coming off here to Jacksonville via the Minnesota Vikings of the Yannick Ngakoue trade. Pat Freiermuth, a great player, catches everything in the red zone. He's all around an amazing player for Penn State, now going to Jacksonville here that I'm having my mock draft. Let's see his stats here at Penn State. Had 310 yards last season, one touchdown. He did opt out, I believe, halfway through, so that was a huge thing. The year before 2019, 507 yards receiving, seven touchdowns on the season, and 43 receptions, so it shows you how big of a target he is for the Nittany Lions. Our next one we're going to, we have the the New England Patriots at 46 selecting Kyle Trask out of Florida. This one, I feel, is a really good pick. With Kyle Trask even falling this far, new quarterback comes in for New England, and I expect them to sign someone, but having Kyle Trask there isn't a bad idea. I think the Patriots are honestly going to go with him if he's still on the board, and I like it a lot. Kyle Trask had amazing stats last season. Had, I think it was almost 5,000 yards, if I'm not mistaken. It's less than Mac Jones, I know, because Mac Jones is the number one passer in the NCAA with 4,500, I believe. Trask was finished second with 4,283 yards and 43 touchdowns, was second in the NCAA. So, crazy stats here for Kyle Trask. I expect him to go mid-second like he is going right now. Number 47, the Los Angeles Chargers select Aaron Robinson, USC. Heard a lot of hype for Aaron Robinson. He's been climbing up a lot of mock drafts and expect him to do a lot for the Chargers here. The Aaron Robinson stats this season, one forced fumble, 31 solo tackles. See if we can pull up his stats for the rest of his career. He played at Alabama for his first season, not a ton of stuff there, but had 54 total tackles last season, had one forced fumble, three interceptions, three last season for the USC Knights, and Nets. What he had his career so far at USC. I'm going to be watching more tape on Aaron Robinson here. So Los Angeles Chargers 47 going to Aaron Robinson. At 48, the Las Vegas Raiders select Trevon Mooring, safety out of TCU. Guy watches the ball all the time while still covering his man, doing two things at once. He has a ton of speed. He's always getting to the wide receiver, making a tackle, a very powerful safety. I'm excited to see what happens here with Trevon Mooring. This guy is now going to Las Vegas. At number 49, before we go to break, the Arizona Cardinals select Carlos Basham, edge, Wake Forest. Carlos Basham, one of the greatest games he had this season was against Clemson. In on every play. I was watching this game. He was in on every play, making the tackle, even making pressure for Trevor Lawrence, which hardly any edges could do. So big noise for Big Boogie Basham is what they call him. He is going to Arizona alongside J.J. Watt and Chandler Jones. Okay, here's a quick word from our sponsor, Anchor. Hello and welcome back to Finn Sports Spin. We are going to continue with my mock draft 1.0. This is part two, so it's round two. We are continuing with the last 16 picks of this mock draft. At number 50, we got the Miami Dolphins selecting Landon Dickerson, offensive lineman out of Alabama. Here, I like this pick, especially since, well, it's Alabama, and their quarterback, Alabama. Their new wide receiver, Alabama. New defensive tackle, Alabama. I guess it just fits. So here, the Dolphins, this is their second offensive lineman in this draft. They took Trevin Jenkins earlier, but what the heck? It's out of Alabama, so might as well take him. And here, Landon Dickerson, great player. I believe he is actually a center, if I'm not mistaken. And this is just, if he is a center, this is a great pick, especially since their center right now isn't that good. I don't really know who it is, but he's not a huge name, and this could be a start over for the Dolphins, who could have new center for Tua, restart this whole offense, and then this team could be a lot better than it is right now. So I expect this to be a good pick. This could be amazing if it actually turns out right with Tua and Landon Dickerson having chemistry here for the center to the quarterback. I believe he was the center for Tua when he was there. That's my guess. But this would be an amazing pick for the Dolphins to restart this offense with Alabama. Washington football team selects Dylan Randa's offensive tackle, North Dakota State. This one is a great pick. Randa's, I feel like this is a perfect spot for him. Washington needs an offensive tackle. I believe Randa's could play any left tackle or right tackle, which would be huge if he could play right tackle for Washington. I'm a Washington fan, so I know right tackle is a huge spot. And Washington gets Dylan Randa's to help this offensive line out. Number 52, the Bears select Amon-Ra St. Brown, wide receiver out of USC. Guy makes amazing catches. He is a great route runner. He can make plays on the ball. He can extend. He always wants the ball coming to him, and I expect Amon-Ra St. Brown to do a lot of stuff for Chicago. In the first round, they took a Rashawn Slater, so offensive tackle, might as well get a receiver. Next, at number 53, the Tennessee Titans select Eric Stokes, cornerback out of Georgia. A lot of people like him. He ran a 4.25, I believe it was. It was incredible for how fast he went. It was just incredible. It was insane speed. I don't know what the time was, but I just know it was insane for the cornerback, and may have moved him up in this draft for my next one. So he's gonna be a great player in the future. Cornerback is a big need for the Titans, especially with Malcolm Butler. I'm not sure how much longer he has in this league. Desmond King, free agent, if they even re-sign him. So here, I got the Tennessee Titans taking Eric Stokes. At number 54, I got the Colts taking Greg Newsome, cornerback out of Northwestern. That is a guy I like as a pick, Greg Newsome. He's a great cornerback. He can guard one of the best cornerbacks in the Big Ten, Chris Olave, or even the number one recruit in the country, Julian Fleming. Greg Newsome, he's a great player. I expect him to do a lot and could really help teams out. And I expect this to be a good pick to the Colts. At number 55, the Pittsburgh Steelers select Joe Tryon, linebacker to Washington. Could have expected maybe some other position like running back here, but the Steelers select Joe Tryon, another great player, rushes the line and always gets in there, makes a play, makes a difference. I expect Joe Tryon here to the Steelers. The Seahawks then go with Jackson Carman, offensive tackle out of Clemson. Jackson Carman, he led his team for Clemson on the offensive line, protecting Trevor, and obviously did so well because Trevor Lawrence didn't really get sacked that much. And I expect this is going to be a guy that goes in the second round and is going to be one of those sneaky players in this draft. At number 57, the Los Angeles Rams select Javon Holland, also for the Seahawks. The Seahawks really need an offensive tackle here because Russ could be leaving. At number 57, the Los Angeles Rams select Javon Holland, safety out of Oregon. I like Javon Holland to the Rams, especially since they have Jalen Ramsey on the as their cornerback, Aaron Donald as the defensive tackle. But then they also need a safety to make that even. And I expect Javon Holland, he's going to be great in the future. So I like this signing a lot. The next pick here for the draft, 58, goes to the Baltimore Ravens, select Levi Udvarki, a defensive tackle out of Washington. I don't know how to pronounce his last name, but they select the D tackle out of Washington. This is like every single defensive tackle, power rusher, raising run blocker, run stopper. I like this a lot, and I expect this team to be to really take a defensive tackle with Matthew Judon, possibly going into free agency. At 59, the Browns take Dwayne Eskridge, wide receiver out of Western Michigan. Wide receivers haven't been really coming in this draft, but Dwayne Eskridge really put on a Senior Bowl performance for me, and I've been high for him a lot, and he goes here at 59. I was high on him before this draft. I had him fourth round, but Dwayne Eskridge, just a Senior Bowl, proved it to be a second rounder. At number 60, the New Orleans Saints take Israel Mukuamu, cornerback out of South Carolina. He has a ton of speed. He never lets the wide receiver out of sight. He is man-to-man, just like every other cornerback in this draft, it seems like. Tackling could use a little bit of help, but like every single pick in this draft, they're man-to-man coverage. At number 61, the Buffalo Bills select Walker Little, offensive tackle out of Stanford. Walker Little had a first-round grade coming into the draft before the season, but now has fallen, especially due to the Pac-12. He fell here. Walker Little, he's still a great offensive tackle. Buffalo could use an O-lineman to protect Josh Allen, since they really think that he is their future, and they go with Walker Little. At number 62, Green Bay Packers select Donte Brown, offensive lineman out of Alabama. All these Bama offensive linemen coming off the board. Packers took Gregory Rousseau. Now they take an offensive lineman, and they go with Donte Brown out of Alabama. Another guy helping this Alabama team out. They also gives protection to Aaron Rodgers. Just Aaron Rodgers is always scrambling, or he just seems like he needs some more protection to help him get the ball out. At number 63, the Kansas City Chiefs select Kelvin Joseph, cornerback out of Kentucky. He's a guy I like a ton in this draft. I think that he could be a second-round selection. I don't see him as a second-round selection, but I see the Chiefs. They're going to go for the reach. They're going to try to get someone who is quiet, someone who isn't a big name player at this pick, and I got Kelvin Joseph at 63. At 64, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers select Quincy Roche, edge out of Miami. Quincy Roche is a guy I love, especially watching him. He was a huge part of the Hurricanes' top 10 ranking last season, and he just provides a ton of pressure on the O-line, and he really shows it. He, on the D-line, he provides a ton of pressure. He shows it. He always makes the play. I like Quincy Roche a ton. I see him falling to the, probably early third. I think he can slide there. He had 4.5 sacks last season, 27 solo tackles, 2 forced fumbles. He's a great player. I expect him to do a lot for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers if he does get selected. Well, that was the end of round 2. Make sure to check out the article for the if you would like to read it to follow along, as the mock draft third round will come out tomorrow or on Tuesday. So thank you so much for watching. I'm Tyler Finberg. Until next time.